Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Edgar Calhoun, a biologist with the USDA ARS Plant Genetics Research Unit, is telling us that they have produced corn with 6 times the vitamin E content of regular corn. Now, what can the critics of biotechnology have to say about that? Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. I don't like hearing that we're exporting our jobs. It's being shouted from the rooftops. We're hearing it so much that people are starting to believe it. The best jobs are going to other countries. China does the manufacturing. India does the computer work. We have to do something. Well, I don't believe it. But I do know that this kind of mindset is dangerous. It's especially threatening to an industry that depends so much on exports, agriculture. If we take trade action against other countries, we'll feel the pinch. Remember President Bush's tariff on steel? Russia quit buying our chickens, poultry meat backed up here on our shores, and not only did poultry prices collapse, so did the hog market. Trade disputes can be very costly. Back to what I said earlier, we have always lost jobs. How many buggy whip factories are there? And I sure miss those old crank telephones. How many farmers do we have today? Commercial demand and productivity change everything. And here are some facts from the Cato Institute. Employment decline in manufacturing is not due to imports. In the last 3 years, manufacturing jobs fell 2.8 million. But they didn't go overseas. Imports rose only 0.6%. In the last 20 years, manufacturing output per hour has shot up 103%. We don't need as many people to manufacture a tractor. We don't need as many farmers to raise the food. With new technology, we are far more efficient. We're not even outsourcing our information technology in a big way. In 2002, the U.S. ran a $4.2 billion surplus in information technology, double the number in 95. So let's get over the deindustrialization kick. We always go through this paranoia when we're coming out of a recession. Overreacting could damage our farm economy big time. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.